Soon, the voting was over, and everyone had arrived on the island. The man had come to the island as well, with the male missionaries on the fillies, for the awards night party for the wonderful competition run through the sex store. Although he had been worried Palu wouldn't go, when she found out how well she had done, her attitude shifted. But now she was here. Unfortunately, she was playing with her suitor again, and unlike before, when the flirting had started as something more playful, this time it was serious and intentional from the first moment. This time, there was no look in the suitor's eyes that said he thought she was cheap. There was only the joy and the pleasure and the happiness of touching a D-cup girl. He was undressing Palua outside the club where the ceremony was going to take place, in a shady, wooded area, and the man was watching from his hiding spot behind a bush. The suitor took her shirt off and fondled her breasts lovingly. They were both nervous after what had happened last time, but as they kissed, Palu eventually asked him why he didn't remove her pants. He told her he was nervous, that she wasn't really ready, and she told him no. It was like he was rejecting her, but he wasn't happy with her bottom, or else he was judging her for her thoughts about booing, and she reminded him of his promise, and she looked into his eyes longingly. The man thought he was about to see whether she had that beauty spot on her ass, to confirm for certain that it was the same girl he had seen that day, but instead, the suitor just put his hands down her pants, and started fondling her ass without taking her pants off. When he finally did take her pants down, his hands were locked on her ass, covering the beauty spot, so he still couldn't see. She was pushing her crotch against him, not just teasing him this time, not just asking him to do it, but being actively involved herself, with her crotch against his penis, rubbing it through his clothing, thanking him for reassuring her by caressing her ass, thanking him for telling her she was okay, and that it wasn't wrong of her to come to this ceremony, even though she had originally promised not to go. He told her no, he was really glad they were here, really glad it was happening like this. He had voted in the competition, and he had voted for her, and she thanked him, and reminded him that some of those questions were very rude, but she said it with a smile, like she wanted it to happen as well. The man had come to the neighboring island with the male missionaries and the beautiful fillies for the awards night party for the wonderful competition run through the sex store. At first he was worried his favorite D-cup girl Palua wouldn't come, but now she had to come, because of how well she had done. The man wanted to tell her he was proud of her, but now, she was playing with her suitor, and they were desperately trying to wind each other up, each one trying to outdo the other in filling the other person with sexual desire, with a desire between their loins for sexual fulfillment with each other, and her suitor wasn't just fondling her ass, he was grasping it willfully and lovingly. It was clear there was an unspoken agreement between them, to have bottom sex that night, but even though it was obvious, it was clear they couldn't say it, and couldn't admit to it. It was clear they knew it was wrong, but although it was wonderful finding out how willing Palu really was, not just to flirt, but to open her thighs to a man, it was incredibly tense, and sexually frustrating for him, feeling his penis, rubbing against his loincloth, wanting this girl very badly, seeing her breasts and her ass in the nude, but unable to consummate his feelings for her, unable to penetrate her sluice gates with his penis, unable to give her satisfaction himself while rubbing and massaging her massy breasts. While they were declaring their love for each other, the suitor and his sex dream, his big-breasted sex dream, the call went around that the ceremony was about to begin. The suitor wanted to stay, predictably, but Palua was far more interested in her prizes. Even though she clearly very much wanted sex with him that night, it was very clear to her that it would mean very little without winning first place in some very important categories. When the prizes were given out, Palua won most of the awards, especially the most prestigious categories. She won Best Breasts, Best Ass, and Most Beautiful Looking Girl overall. She even won the intensely coveted, but incredibly controversial, award for Most Desirable Girl to Have Bottom Sex With. Instead of being modest or even shy, let alone a tiny bit guilty, Palua was overjoyed at collecting her prizes, and her solid, massy tits, her incredible, bulky, massy breasts blushed with joy, turning a gentle, warm red or soft scarlet color, visible through the see-through shirt, and when people noticed it, and laughed at her response, laughed at her visible sexual response from her vanity, she took a while to understand what was happening, because she was very naive, but when she saw it, and understood they were laughing at her weakness, she was overcome with nervousness, and a moment of shyness, but seemingly without knowing what she was doing, she took her pants off her ass, and undid her top, and allowed men to affectionately pet her breasts, making her way through the crowd, until she found her suitor, and fell into his arms lovingly, allowing him to take her back onto the stage, caressing her breasts the whole way, and gently but firmly pushing other men's hands away from her breasts and her ass. The suitor clearly understood it as a compliment, that a girl whose looks were prized by other men, especially for the shapeliness of her bosom, and the wonderful hidden delights of her ass, had come to him for support, and pushed her breasts against him. It was clearly most desirable now that she was looking vulnerable, now that she had shown her weakness for praise from men, for their unstinting admiration of her body, her lithe figure, her ass and her large, solid tits, and the suitor's penis, was clearly working overtime, building up jizz, building up love for her bottom. The suitor had read the Sex Store magazine, and even though it kept telling men to respect women, really it taught them to see the girls sexually, and it taught them that the purest feeling a man could have for a girl was the desire for bottom sex, and the most wonderful time to express it was when she had just been in the Sex Store magazine, or won awards for her beauty, or when she needed support because she had released poo on someone's lawn or in their house. Palua had just won prizes, and she had recently released her poo in her chastity tutor's back garden, and she was clearly needing support. Any man could give it to her, but she had chosen this suitor, and it was making everyone jealous. After the ceremony, the girls went to the chain rooms to get changed for the awards night party. It had been agreed that the girls would go topless, and wear see-through panties, because it would be too much for them to have to wear their chastity clothes on a night like tonight, after being subjected to so much pressure from men, after being sexualized in such a frank and honest way, in such a sincere way, in the Sex Store magazine. Although the sexualizing was sincere and warm, that only made it harder for the girls, because it was exactly the sort of thing they enjoyed, the sort of thing that really got through to them, and when the Sex Store suggested nudity, or possibly see-through panties, with a see-through ribbon over their breasts, they quickly agreed to the compromise, maintaining they would wear see-through panties for the sake of chastity, but show their breasts for the sake of beauty, and so men knew what they were getting if they had sex with them, so men knew exactly what D-cup breasts looked like in the flesh, so they knew exactly what they were getting, and exactly what they were missing, so the girls could compete in a way they all thought was fair for the attentions of the men. The man followed Palua from behind at a safe distance, looking at her bottom, wanting to penetrate her sluice gates, wanting bottom sex with this beautiful young girl, this dreamy delight of wonderful pleasure, the girl who had done the most to weaken the chastity of the missionary men. As the girls entered the chain rooms, the man realized the cubicle next to Palua's was empty, and he rushed to occupy it. He had drilled peepholes in all of the walls, waiting for just such a moment, and now it had arrived. He took his time carefully locking the door, and carefully kneeling down, so that when he looked through his peephole, beautiful Palua was already naked. She had her ass towards him, and she was turning her torso, to look at herself in the mirror, on the same side of her cubicle as him, and he could see her breasts, and he felt they had never looked so lovely, or so firm. Her ass had beautiful mauve and purple tinctures at the base, near where the flesh curved inwards towards the bottom hole, and she was smiling as she looked at her ass, and almost giggling. But what struck him as most interesting was the beauty spot on her ass, exactly where he had seen it before. This was the girl. This was the girl whose bottom he had stroked with a stick, the first girl he had seen on the island, that time when he had seen her nude, the first time he had seen a girl's ass before he had even looked at her face, the first time he knew a girl better by her ass than her face, the first time he knew the outline of a girl's breasts by her shadow, and her ass by its special appearance, and only later became acquainted with her very beautiful face, the first time he had wanted to have sex with a girl just from her bottom, and one of the few times when he had noticed a girl's figure, to find out it was every bit as exceptional as it had seemed, and that she was as beautiful in the face as he could have hoped for, of such surpassing comeliness that her face gave him heart palpitations as surely as her breasts and her ass gave him intense feelings of love in his penis. This was Palua, the girl with the graceful breasts, allowing him to look. She opened her prizes and started putting them on. She had won pearls for her wrists, a tiara for being the overall winner, and see-through panties for her ass. All the girls would be wearing see-through panties, but the major prize winners would be wearing special see-through panties, which were even more see-through, a little too small, and much more expensive. Every girl had her cup size marked on her panties, discreetly, at the back, so any man who looked at her ass could also confirm whether she was registered as a D cup or a C cup at the sex store. She had also won a very expensive voucher to spend at the sex store, and when she saw how much money it was, she laughed and squealed in amazement, and clutched her breasts excitedly, helpless with enthusiasm. She had been promising to be chaste only a week before, but any thought of that, if it ever crossed the female missionaries' minds, was about to be banished forever, and the male missionaries were going to see it happen. Palua seemed to forget all of her promises when she looked at that voucher, and she must have guessed that it was paid for with stolen money, money that male missionaries had embezzled from their organization, to pay for this competition, and the incredible prize money, all in the form of vouchers, so the girls were tied to the sex store if they wanted to use it. Of course she had heard the rumors that the male missionaries had stolen the money, but she just said she didn't believe any of it. She had confided to her girlfriends that it didn't matter anyway, that it was their business if they wanted to spend the money from the sex store, because they had all been given mobile phones for posing nude, and they knew the phones were expensive, with their unlimited talk plans, and they couldn't face the thought of such a wonderful gift being taken from them.